you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening again to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And today we have an interesting topic to discuss, which is the art of the self-made. And what I meant by that was there are, you know, everyone has their idols. For Pauline, it's her personal best friend, Queen Bey, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. For me, I have a few of them, but they all tend to have a few things in common, which is they're a little ahead of their time in that they don't really get the support they expect from other people. But they continue on with the dream or goal, whatever it is, and then it turns out being a great job. And wouldn't you know it, once they become successful, all of a sudden everybody's on their side. And yeah. I think that that's, you know, it's interesting because it takes fortitude, in my opinion, to do something when others think that you shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think, no,
and
yeah.
So I wanted to go over like what you think some classical traits are of someone who is self-made and like what it takes to become that person. And then we'll kind of go over those.
So I think one really big thing that one, I guess, attribute that a lot of entrepreneurs or just a lot of people that have really dominated in their respective crafts is that you have to be okay with failing. I know that a lot of people like say, oh, all I know how to do is win, or I can only win. And that's what motivates me. And it's because you have to, okay, not necessarily be okay with failing, but you have to
be okay with the possibility.
You have to understand that you're going to fail.
Right.
You can't let one or two, like, okay, if you're, because some people are born, it depends on your craft. So some people, their craft is singing. Their craft is their athleticism. Their craft and the way that they make their living and that the way that they, perform in things may be in the classroom. They may be a professor. They may be a researcher. They may be, a business person. Some of these are like you're naturally born with, like some people are just naturally born geniuses, like they just are super smart, which is amazing. And then there's others that it's their bodies are just designed in the way that they are just like they train themselves to achieve certain goals. So with that being said, whether you have your talent naturally or if your talent is something that you have honed in on and that you have trained yourself to actually have and be good with, you mm-hmm. have to be okay with failing. Like you cannot not be okay with failing, because what I mean by that is that you're going to fail. It's inevitable. You're going to fail. No matter how good you are or how smart you are, there's just going to be times when for example, in sports, there's going to be times when you lose. There's going to be times when you're not going to start, depending on the type of sport. There's going to be times when you're asked not to sub in. But then at the same time, you have to be okay with that. You can't let it get to you to where you just give up and to where you just decide, oh, because for the last 2-3 games, whatever, I sat on the bench. And so I guess I'm really not that good. So I'm just going to just let it go and just be mediocre and just not even try anymore. So that's what I mean when I say you have to be okay with the fact that you're going to fail. Like, it can be a building block. And like people say, oh, use failure as motivation, use failure as, depending on what it is that your craft is. Like if you are someone who does research, then a failure is just one way that you know is one step not in that right direction to the cure that you're trying to find or the formula that you're trying to find. You just have found a way not to do it, I guess, is a positive way to look at it. You know, but you have to be okay with failing. You just have to be okay with that so that you can put it behind you and you can move forward, that it can motivate you. Because if you're a person that doesn't know how to fail and you just, you get so fixated on it that you, like, you're a failure or whatever, you're not moving forward. You're not growing. You're not learning from
it. And growing and adapting.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I mean when I say you have to be okay with actually failing, because it's going to happen. So you have to just know how to just take it and be okay with it. Not, you don't have to necessarily accept it as far as like, oh, I'm just going to be a failure today. No, but you just have to be okay with the fact that there's going to be times you're going to try it and it's just not going to work.
Well, I think, I don't know if I consider it so much failure. Like, I think that while I totally agree, like, be okay with it, I don't really consider it of like, oh, I tried and failed. I consider it more like, oh, okay, well, I experimented and this isn't the right way to go. So let me try something else. I don't know if that's necessarily a failure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's more like, how do I put it? It's more like when you're experimenting on something. Like, I envision like a scientific lab with me and you with like big glass beakers with like different colored, you know, chemicals
right,
in them.
Right.
And it's like, all right, this wasn't the right combination. No big deal. Let's try another one.
No, you know? Definitely. That's what I, yeah.
Because if there is no right answer, then how can there be a wrong answer?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there, think of like everyone that's been great at something, or everyone that was the first at something.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the first, no one's ever done it before, then how can you be wrong? You know, you're like, there's no way to prove that you're wrong because no one's ever done it before.
Right. That is true.
So that's what I mean by like, I don't know if there really is failure. I think the only failure as a human being is to not do something out of fear. You know, because our jobs have been to continue to progress, to kind of dominate the planet and like decide new and better ways of doing things in order to make life easier for ourselves and everyone else, meaning, you know, animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done pretty okay. Like, we damaged the planet really badly with all the, you know, with the cars and all these different like things. And then now we're trying to fix that by making more things like, you know, either hybrid or smaller engines or electric and solar. And mm-hmm. like, we're like, it's like misguided energy, but it's energy, it's motion, it's something, you know? And I'll take that over nothing any day. Like, I'd rather have us try and fail and try and fail and try and fail and get closer and closer to the answer than just never try.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
because one of those took bravery. One of those took vision.
So is that something that you think that a self-made person has to have? What is one attribute that you believe is something that all self-made people have to have?
I think I'm sure we have a bunch to name, but can I name like my top three?
Okay.
So the biggest one, in my opinion, is bravery, mm-hmm. courage, even. Because if you're not brave enough to do it, you know, like, you know, I'm sure maybe there's somebody sitting at home right now who could probably do a much better podcast than even we could. But if they never do, then it doesn't matter, does it? You know?
Right.
And like, there might be a kid sitting at home right now who could be the next Michael Jordan. But if he is too afraid to try out for the team, then he never was it? You know, like, these things, they're possible, you know? And it's like, if you're not brave enough to do it, it just doesn't matter. It's just wasted potential. It's okay. What could have been. Mm-hmm. And what could have been is another way of saying never existed.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that is, to me, the biggest factor. But the next biggest factor is vision, though. Because it's great to have somebody that is motivated to do something. But as we see with, you know, France and all these other crazy things, people are highly motivated to do the wrong thing.
Oh, okay. You know, mm-hmm.
That person had drive. They had courage. But the vision was off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We as human beings are social creatures. We should be looking to help each other, not hurt each other. Because that's the nature of what we are.
Yeah.
On top of anything and everything else, you know, the reason for the very survival of the human race and its dominance is because we stick together. And this person is fighting against that. They're fighting against nature, you know? And I totally believe, like, you don't win against nature. That's not how things work.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I see what you're saying.
So So, that person just made a simple evolutionary mistake.
Right. So and when we come back from this short break, we will hear Mariano's other top two attributes that he believes that all self-made people must possess. So we'll be right here. Stick around.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. I wanted to welcome them back.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your main host, Pauline, and this is my sidekick, Mariano.
Exactly. Consider me Robin.
Something like that. So before the break, Mariano was giving us his top three attributes that he believes that all self-made people must possess. So I had to cut you off after the first one. So, okay, what's number two?
Number two was vision. That was number two. Number one was courage. Number two was vision.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. Number two was vision.
Uh-huh.
And then
number three
uh-huh.
is application. Make
Ooh,
it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're brave enough to do it. You have vision. You're like, you know what you want to do. You're brave enough to do it. Now right. you need to find out the steps to get you from A to Z. You know, so be, I don't want to say be intelligent because every human is intelligent, but apply the intelligence, you know,
be about
moving forward.
About moving forward. So
right.
how do you believe that you can start in applying?
Okay. Well, I believe you start applying by number one, deciding that it is possible. Because remember, the internet at one point was somebody's pipe dream, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Decide that it's possible and then decide what you can do right now in order to make the dream bigger. For example, it'd be awesome if I could like own my own dog training kennel, you know, and just have something that's mine and have
right.
employees and just make some decent money. Obviously, I'm nowhere near that right now, but you know what I can do right now is, you know, build a website or write up my training curriculums or, you know, like little things or try to advertise better. There are little steps that I can take that might open up other doors for me. Maybe if I advertise better, I'll get some more clients and then those clients' money will go toward the dream, you know?
Yeah, that is
there are
very
those little
true.
Like almost like back alleys to get to where you want to go.
Having
and I believe
a
that
step
if,
by
if you're
step.
Clever enough to find them.
Right. And having having your goals, but also having goals to achieve the big goal, you know?
Exactly.
So having
exactly.
those steps that work towards and nothing towards your ultimate goal, no matter how small it is
ever a waste of time.
Exactly. It's still going to make an
right.
impact in the long run, no matter how small it may be. So like Mariano with his business, he has his own business cards, things that he can give out. So when he's speaking to people about it, and it's little things like that that will help. And some people may think that, oh, people only use, you know, like social media to network and to market. But there is old, just good, solid, tried and true old fashioned methods as well. Just the simple fact of having a business card and giving those out. And I mean, I personally am still impressed when somebody hands me their business cards. And I ask for business cards also when people discuss with me certain like their businesses and things. I always ask for a business card. I always ask if they have something on them that I can keep and that I can reference back to.
You know what, too, though? Mm-hmm. Can I propose this idea to you? More so than the physical business card, it's important. The reason the business card is important to me is not because it's something that I can hand to you, but because it kept me focused on the goal. Because sitting there designing the business card meant I was spending time focusing on the right thing and not Facebook, you know?
Right.
So it's about where your head is. It could be the ugliest business card on the planet, but the point is, if I made one and someone else didn't, I put in the effort.
Very true.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah, that definitely makes sense. And just being willing to, you know, another thing I think that self-made people, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but is just also doing new things and just trying it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to become the result of it. And if you have a passion and if you have something that is within you that you just cannot shake, like you can't let it go, no matter how big or how small the idea is, whether it's something that you just want to affect just your community, if it's something that you just want to affect, you know, the people around you on a national level, on an international level, whatever it may be, like dreams, how you said, like the internet at one time was somebody just dreaming of it. And,
exactly.
You know, all these video games that we have, all the, you know, technology that we have around us is just somebody was thinking to themselves, hey, wouldn't this be cool? Or, hey, you know, I don't like this, so I think that this would be a better way to do something, or this would actually help people like me make some things easier for us, or
right.
Just, you know, it doesn't matter. And nowadays, because we do have the internet, because we do have other ways to research, to connect, it really does have to do with just trying it. And like you said, having that vision and staying focused, because it really is easy to get distracted, and it's easy. I think also on the flip side with the internet, it can be, you know, hard and difficult and discouraging, maybe even when you are researching things and you see other things in your respective industry or respective craft that you may say, oh, I'll never be like that, or oh, there's no way I could get it to that type of scale, you know. So don't let things that you're seeing around you discourage you. Let it motivate you. Let it say, like,
exactly.
Hey, I didn't know that this idea, somebody else had it, and look at how big it's gotten. Now you figure out how you can make it bigger for yourself, or what is your spinoff from what they have? What makes you different? What makes you unique? And what it is that you're offering different and unique that this bigger company doesn't offer, or bigger company isn't considering. And then boom, take their customers and boom, you big now, you know, and things
and
like that.
Buy them. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and it does happen. Like people, it's everyday people that do these things. And through the internet, you can also research different resources and different, like, depending on what it is that you are trying to create or your idea and things like that, you can also learn like the rules and regulations for your respective area, because there's certain policies and things depending on what it is that you are trying to achieve. If you're an athlete and you still have dreams of, you know, performing at a professional level, there's ways to find trainers, ways to find tryouts and things like that. If you're a dancer, ways to plug in and audition, photographers out there. So like the internet does help, but it really, it's all out there, whether it's through the internet or through like a job fair or through whatever it is that you're networking, like a networking fair and things like that, or different events that some people attend. It really just has to do with the fact that you actually, like you were saying, you have to apply it. You have to just do it. You can't sit here and just be excited for it and have these great dreams and expect somebody to come to you. Very rarely do people get discovered without hard work, you know, and without pressing in and actually opening those doors for themselves and preparing themselves for when those doors are open the opportunities will come, but it just really depends on whether or not you're ready for it when it comes, because it'll exactly. just it'll pass you by
whether
if
or not
you're not
brave enough to accept it when it comes.
Yeah,
because an opportunity is really it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm. It you is. Know? And it'll pass you by. And that's one thing that I'm sure a lot of self-made people will attest to, is that when the door finally opened, they made sure that they were ready so that that opportunity would not pass them by. I have a friend who, you know, he played basketball in college, but he's always wanted to play in the NFL. And so he always made sure that he was ready. And so his last year of college basketball, he didn't play anymore because he started pursuing his dream to play in the NFL, and he was able to because he made sure that he was always ready for that opportunity. And he, so when the time came, he was ready. It wasn't, oh, I'm still, you know, I got to get stronger, or, oh, I haven't been on a field in a long time because I've been playing basketball these last few years. No, he always right. mentally, physically, and was always prepared for the opportunity. So when that time came, he was like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's do it. So, you know, that's my little piece on that. So so we have to cut it to a break real quickly again, our last break for this episode. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up on the art of being self-made. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we were talking about the art of the self-made. And now we just want to go over Pauline's top three. That way we know the secret for success, because she's going to be Oprah one day.
I wish.
Exactly.
Well.
And then.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. And then we'll go over maybe some of our personal
something that we admire.
And,
yeah.
And why.
So my top three that I think that every self-made person must have is, I agree with you when you say like they must have vision. You have mm-hmm. to have your goal in mind, and you can't lose sight of that vision no matter what's going on. And sometimes just at least having that vision and having that goal. I know people do like vision boards, and people, or like if they have like goal, they'll like print it out and like tape it. Yeah. You know, and things, whatever, you know, works for you, having it like as the screensaver on your computer or whatever. It's having that vision. And sometimes that vision, just that goal, that ultimate end goal, is sometimes the only thing that you got. And sometimes the only thing that keeps you pressing on when things get rough, or things get, you know, something falls through, or, you know, somebody disappoints you. Sometimes just having that vision really is the only thing that you have.
Right. But
it,
I consider a vision
you.
Like a baby. You need to nurture it even when other people may be against you, you know?
No. Like yeah. But what I'm saying is like, just keeping it in mind is sometimes the only thing that you have, you know,
yeah.
If you don't have the support around you, say for instance, things are going well and you are on track achieving your goals, and you lose your business, or you know, something tragic happens, or you have to stop, you have to move for whatever reasons, you have to relocate or whatever. Sometimes just reminding yourself by just having that vision, like, okay, this is my goal. It's all worth it. I can't give up now. Like, yeah, that business deal fell through, or yeah, I'm uprooting myself because of something that was unforeseen, but it's okay because this is my goal. Because once you lose sight of like that goal, then that's when you can get distracted or get discouraged or even just give up, you know? So that's my, what's one of mine. My number two and number three, they're not really in any particular order, but I also believe that you have to be, I did say that you have to be like okay with failure, like just being okay with knowing that there are going to be ups and downs and that it is going to be very difficult. Yeah. And like when you're achieving your goals, like it is going to be very difficult. It's going to be extremely hard. And just being understanding of that and being just acknowledging that early on so it doesn't take you by surprise later. No matter how, even if, like I said, like sometimes people just have it to where they start off their goals and their visions and everything goes great as soon as they start. And like, they never really do face a lot of adversity. But even in that, it is, you have to acknowledge the fact that there's going to be people that desert you. There's going to be people that just, you know, if you run a business, there's going to be people that quit all the time. But that's, you know, it just happens. And then my last thing is to just have self-confidence. I think that that part is a little bit hard because you can have your dream, you can have your vision, you can have your goals and steps that you believe are going to help you to achieve your ultimate goal. You can have people surrounding you that support you. You can have the funds. You can, you know, you can have everything ready to go. But if right. you're not confident in yourself, if you're not confident in yourself, then you're really wasting everybody's time and money.
Exactly. Because that's what I mean. Like, who's the fastest man in the world? The guy who, like, or how did I put it? I was like, okay, who's faster? The fastest man in the world who's sitting on the couch, or the slowest man in the world who's actually running? Which one of them is moving faster?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I get it. So you have to be self-confident to just take that plunge and to take the leap and to know that your idea, your goal is the best one, regardless of where you're starting. Yeah, regardless. Just believing in yourself that much that when you do face those times where you you're faced with adversity, you just are so confident in yourself that you're like, okay, I can start off from this. I can recover. It's not that big of a deal. So those are my top three that I think that you really need to just be self-made and to, you know, work towards your goals and things like that. But yeah, so that's my little keys to success that I have. But so Mariano, who's someone that you look up to?
The NWA.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a joke. Because they did something that everybody seemed to be against. Mm-hmm. And they stuck to it. And there was, you know, things, for those of you who don't know like about the NWA, except for maybe like that movie, there's a lot more to it than that, you know? And they pushed into creating something despite being screwed over by a manager, despite Dr. Dre getting in trouble with his, you know, at the time, his girlfriend over like the baby mama drama, despite getting harassed by police and riots and all these crazy things and being threatened with their lives and, you know, trying to be sued at every, like, despite all these things, they kept the vision going and look what happened. Now they're all infamous. And it's not so much infamous in terms of like they have money, so I admire them. It's they followed their dream, so I admired them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think that there's no way around the fact that these guys, they win at life. And again, that has nothing to do with money or nothing to do with anything that they have, fame, whatever. Because as you know, I'm allergic to people anyway. But it just, they took what they wanted and they ran with it. And I just, there's no way to not respect that. You know?
Right.
What about you?
So I have a few different people that I admire for a few different reasons. Okay. That well, just because of like great things, like how you were saying, people that have like chased their dreams. There's two people, two women that I really, well, I guess three in a way, but two of them are in the same category. So Becky Hammon and Nancy Lieberman are two female coaches in the NBA. They're assistant coaches for, respectively for the Spurs and the Kings. And I actually had the opportunity to meet Nancy Lieberman. And these are women that, played basketball through college. They Hall of Famers, they have Olympic medals. They truly did, very well, and they're basketball coaches, and they played basketball, for those of you that don't know who they are. But to me, I look up to them, and I think that they are self-made because, one, they did very well just in their craft of basketball for themselves. They have accolades and the backing to stand alone as far as female athletes in the basketball world who have achieved a lot. But then Becky Hammon was actually the first female coach in the NBA with Coach Nancy right behind her with the Kings. And I just think that that's amazing just in itself, that these women are, one, that their resumes as far as basketball is concerned are so amazing that the Spurs organization, first off, is a winning organization. They always win and things
who
like
the
that.
Spurs? Well, the Spurs have been one of the premier organizations since, you know, when did Tim Duncan come in? Like 19 years ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so 97. So he was drafted in 97. And, you know, they brought on the first woman. And so they clearly felt that she was, like her basketball IQ, what she was going to bring to the franchise was so much that they overlooked the fact that she was a woman, and she was like the head coach for their summer league and things like that. So Becky and Nancy just inspire me as a fact that don't let barriers, like certain barriers, deny you from achieving your goal. If that's what you want to do, then there's no reason, then be the first. Your experience, let your resume, let all the accolades and things that you come with speak for themselves, so that people there, you can't tell them no because of all the things that they bring and the knowledge that they bring, that in all male sport, as far as the NBA is concerned, would have them come in and valued their opinion. So I thought that I think that they are really cool, and that they truly are women who have, you know, surpassed the, because I don't know if you really grow up, playing basketball as a girl, I didn't really grow up thinking, oh, I want to be a coach in the NBA. But I mean, maybe there's girls now that are thinking that, like, hey, I'm so good, like, I'm great at this game, I know the game of ball. And because, you know, that barrier has been shattered, it's like, why not? Like, it's not, it doesn't sound, oh, girls can't be in the NBA, you know, type of thing. Like, oh, you can't have, I can't listen to a girl coach. Well, you're going to listen because they're winning. So, you know, so that's just my little two piece. Those are two women that I really look up to as far as breaking barriers to achieve their goals.
Yeah. And that's good. I mean, I remember hearing that story, but I like forgot, because I don't really care, like, guy, girl, whatever. If you're a good coach, you're a good coach.
Right. So, right.
You know, just being a good coach to me is impressive in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's great. And the fact that she's the first, maybe she did face some kind of like adversity, you know.
Right.
I'd like to think this is the 1950s and people are like, oh, well, woman. But you never know. You know, I'm not there. I don't know what she deals with. And if that's the case, then that's even better for her because she did it.
Right. Right.
You know.
So those are my two. And that's been our episode on the art of the self-made. Yes. And so, you know, if you are out there and you are working hard to achieve your dreams, don't give up. Everything will work out as long as you're working hard, you know, make those opportunities happen for themselves. If you have been considering and you don't know where to start, just, you know, start researching, start connecting with people who are in the industry or in the pathway of where you're trying to get. Talk to people that are people and tell them, you know, I do this a lot. Like I told Coach Nancy when I met her, I want to be you. Like, how right. do I get to that level type of a thing? Like, it's okay. And some people might be kind of like, oh, that's kind of weird. But honestly, you know, if they are a person that you look to and admire,
things you can aspire to do.
Yeah. And if they're no, but I mean, like, if you want to be like them, don't let those opportunities pass you by. You never know what could come up from it. You never know what they may be able to do for you or be able to connect you with to help you achieve your goals. And so, yeah, just take the plunge, do it, try it out. You can listen to us at, this episode, as well as any episode on the Golden State Media Concepts Network. We have a lot of different podcasts for you to choose from at gsmcpodcast.com. You can also download us and listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. If you want to tweet, we tweet back. You can tweet us. Our handle is at @GSMC_health. And this has been your health and wellness podcast. I'm Pauline.
I'm Mariano.
And we're out.
We are out.